leader!
Order, order.
With his emissions trading scheme now safely passed into law, the Minister for Climate Change Issues, Nick Smith, continued to face questions about it, including this one from the Greens co-leader, Russell Norman.
Will he advise the Prime Minister to go to Copenhagen and explain to Barack Obama and all the other world leaders why New Zealand has just passed a law which the Minister has just told the House will result in New Zealand increasing its emissions, or will he be too ashamed to front up to that meeting?
The Honourable Dr. Nick Smith.
Mr. Speaker, this scheme will, in the first 10 years, reduce emissions more than the existing scheme.
Nick Smith said the target that New Zealand was taking to Copenhagen was significantly stronger than that of the United States.
I'd also note that we have now a settled emissions trading scheme, the first that will take into place on the 1st of July next year outside of Europe. The one area of which it will be concerning going to Copenhagen is explaining why our emissions since 1990 have gone up by 24%.
Nick Smith also faced a question from Labour's Charles Chevelle.
Is the Minister aware that his own ministry couldn't tell a select committee today when they expect New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions to decrease? And is it the reality that following the passage of his moderated emissions trading scheme, the only way that New Zealand will be able to meet its 2020 pollution reduction targets is what we might call a modified Jackie Dean solution to buy them from offshore?
Nick Smith said it was very difficult to make exact predictions.
We don't know for sure the price of carbon into the future. We don't know for sure what the international rules are going to be beyond 2013. What I will say is the advice that with the emissions trading scheme that the government has passed, in 2020, New Zealand can expect its emissions to be 10 million tonnes less as a consequence of our ETS.
Charles Chevelle also wanted to know why the Prime Minister was not going to Copenhagen along with President Obama.
Is he not attending because, as he has recently said, he is, quote, quite relaxed, end quote, about the threat of climate change?
The question was answered on the Prime Minister's behalf by his Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
President Obama is going to be in Copenhagen about a week before the conference itself starts.
Charles
Speaker,
Chevelle.
Thank you for that useful contribution from Mr. Tremaine.
Order. Now, order. The Member will sit down.
The Speaker warned Mr. Chevelle about interjecting in front of an open microphone and rejected complaints that he was being unfair on the opposition.
Anyone who thinks that, as Speaker, that I'm favouring the government, I do not believe is seeing the situation properly at all. I'm sure there are plenty of members in the government who are not terribly happy with the way the Speaker insists on some of them answering questions, stops them in mid-flight.
Lockwood Smith had to step in again in the midst of an uproar following this question for the Minister of Biosecurity, David Carter, from his Labour shadow, Damien O'Connor.
Will the Minister guarantee that his cutbacks to Biosecurity New Zealand won't expose New Zealand to greater risk and an invasion of Australian fruit flies that would destroy our horticultural industry, given that a live Australian cane toad has just hopped through his current system? And if not, why not?
The Minister began by rejecting Mr. O'Connor's claim of reduced expenditure on biosecurity.
Mr. Speaker, there have been no cuts to biosecurity under this government, unlike the previous Labor government. And order. Mr. Speaker.
Order.
The Speaker then had to deal to Mr. O'Connor.
The Minister there is misleading the House.
Oh, no, order. Been. Order. The Member will resume his seat immediately. He cannot use a point of order to contest an answer being provided by the Minister, especially by arguing the Minister is misleading the House. If he wants to ask further supplementary questions that may highlight what he considers to be inaccuracies in the answer, that's fine, but he can't do it by a point of order. Honourable David
Speaker,
Carter.
Continuing my answer, Mr. Speaker, the Member might like to acknowledge to the House that when his government was in charge, eight cane toads came into New Zealand in 2003 and four came in 2004.
Question. Order. 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 Some members are getting a yellow card if they're not careful. I'm on my feet. Now, order. I'm getting serious. Now, the House has let off a little steam, and let's Let's put that behind us.
And moving right along, question time was followed by the House going back under urgency. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.